Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 20th of January 2012. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Anonymous has got its own back. Mega Upload disappeared yesterday, taken down by the feds. Four people have been arrested and it's all gone horribly wrong. Not to say the least, Anonymous came back and said, no, we'll have some of that. And the Motion Picture Association of America, the MPAA, and the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, and also the US Department of Justice all went down thanks to a hack from them. Universal's music website was struck as well, and Anonymous claimed responsibility through official Twitter accounts. Oh man, you want to get control of the internet, America? Doesn't seem like you have. iBooks, textbooks, and authoring came out yesterday thanks to Apple. They had a keynote that I drove the whole way home through. I never saw a damn thing. And we were supposed to publish it on our live channel, but we had a few problems with being caught, basically, I think, with some of it. And that's it. iBooks are out there at $15 a piece, which is phenomenal for some of the books that are out there. There's a 2 gig limit on them, but some of the books that are on the American store are over that already. Apple's taking 30% of that regardless, though. And also, there is an authoring tool that you get through the Mac App Store, which is free, which will allow you to do interaction with your EPUB type book. Don't be fooled though, it's not EPUB. It's a completely different format and it only plays on iOS devices. But it means that all of the books that can come out through the authoring device will be interactive. Jolly, jolly good. iTunes U also got its own program. This is the company's free educational podcast section in iTunes, and its own program will help you publish your own stuff again and do the same kind of thing. Very, very good, but not sure it needed a full press conference, chaps. Apple is also opening a store within Harrods. The vastly overpriced and overinflated and posh people's place to go and shop will get its own Apple store. Why? Don't care. Who gives a damn? Google Q4 earnings are out, and they're disappointing. This could be a real bad thing. The recession has even hit the search industry. They're down 10% on their revenue at £5.25 billion for the quarter. Still a good turnover, though, I would have thought. Yeah, that might be happening. And also, Microsoft are stagnating. Their profits have gone as Windows sales fall and the business is down 6% on last year as a return. Well, they haven't issued a new operating system for a long period of time. They've only got Windows 8 kind of bubbling away. They need to bring that out soon if they want to get profits up. And of course, Kodak went into full receivership yesterday. Yes, they're gone for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and they're all over and done with. Bad luck, Kodak, but it just goes to show what happens if you're a dinosaur and you don't see the comet coming. Nokia is looking at diversifying. At Mobile World Congress, they may be announcing a tablet. Oh dear. The Nokia tablet isn't something that we're really anticipating. They may blow our socks off, of course, though, and it could be absolutely stunning and super gorgeous, but I ain't holding my breath. Mobile World Congress just round the corner, and also Macworld iWorld is round the corner. Next Thursday, Macworld iWorld starts in the Moscone Center in San Francisco. If you can possibly go, go, and if you can't, send your apologies to Paul Kent. Max Payne 3 pre-order period has been extended. Now, previously, you had until January the 15th to do your pre-orders and then you would get it, but I'm afraid it's been extended to the 2nd of April. The reason being that the launch date is not March 2012 anymore. It's gone back to May. So, that's not very good. Bad luck, Rockstar. And proving that the American patent system is absolutely broken to smithereens, Steve Jobs, who's dead, has been awarded a patent for episodic TV on Apple TV. You didn't invent the episode, Steve. You just jumped in and took someone. Why am I talking to a dead man? I'm sorry. Patents in America? Absolutely pointless. And iConvert is out. It's a fabulous little dock for your iPad that you stick in and it charges and it syncs and all that kind of thing. But what it's also got is a little scanner built into it. And you feed a document in, and due to a nice bit of software and jiggery pokery, it will take any document you shove in the front and scan it directly to your iPad. Wow. Price? It's only $50. That's not bad. I'd buy one of those. And finally, if you're in Canada, particularly in the Vancouver area, and you go out and buy an iPad, do take care, eh? One unlucky customer, Mark Sandu, bought himself a new iPad 2 for his wife for Christmas, but when she opened the box on Christmas Day, all he found in there was a piece of clay. Yes, that's the truth. He went back to the store and complained, and they thought he was pulling a bit of a scam, but then they realised that actually they'd been done 10 times before. People apparently buy the iPad, go outside, swap it over for a piece of clay, walk back in and say, oh, I've just bought this and I've had second thoughts, I don't want it, and they give it back and get a full refund and it just goes back on the shelf. Do be careful. The other good trick is when you buy a 4 gig iPod Nano, you open it up and look inside and you've only got a 1 gig one, the reason being that you can't tell the two particularly apart. So do be careful when buying stuff, even from the Apple Store maybe, who knows. If you've got a story known also listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again this afternoon. We're going to do something for photo, but I'm not entirely sure what, because Alex Fox is ill and Chris Borsman's not able to come. It's just me on my own. And then we got the Max Show at 3:30, and I'm definitely not on my own for that, because we've got Andy Anatko, Don McAllister, Dr. Happy Mac, Gazmaz, and also Chris Forsman. So full as planned. Only problem being, I haven't got a MacBook Pro for the fifth line because the drive's crapped out this morning. Oh dear. I'll survive. Have a good day. Probably better than mine. Thanks for listening.